You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Story is out that says 51% of Americans judge couples who post about each other too much on social media. How can that only be 51%?
Number seems awfully low, doesn't it?
That is a bunch of people trying to sound very noble. Because if you've got a couple that consistently, like 5 to 10 times a week, posts photos of themselves together, there is no way 95% of people aren't judging them. It's just not possible.
That's a pretty high number. Yeah, and then that last 5% is just moms that love what they're seeing. Facebook. Yeah, the last 5% is moms. It's your mom who likes pictures. It is one of the most annoying things on the social, isn't it? When you're all schmoopy and ooey gooey and...
Now, I'm not talking about every once in a while. I think that's great. And, Valentine's Day is coming up. You're going to see a bunch of it. Fine. In fact, the survey even pointed out that people get a hall pass for Valentine's Day. But it's just the rest of the year. It's like every 3 days, here we are again, cuddling in front of the fire.
Yes.
Aren't we adorable?
It's they repost the memories, and here we were. We were so happy 2 years ago when we were in Hawaii. I love you, babe. It's day 400 together. I love this guy. Nicole and I have a mutual friend that was like a former coworker of mine, and it is that just constantly.
Oh, I know.
It's my man.
I see.
And
it, yeah.
We laugh so much. We laugh every time these posts are on there because they're just so ridiculous.
So we had a sociologist, psychologist. It was somebody who called in one time and they talked about this and they said, really, that not 100% of the time, but a large percentage of the time, the people who consistently put social media posts out of their relationship are the ones who are the most insecure and worried about their relationship.
Reach it. That's the word I was going to say, is insecure. You have a massive insecurity about your relationship, I believe, that you have to consistently announce it to the world how happy you are.
Now, I also recognize how many people are giving the finger to us right now. I totally listen. We're just two boys talking here. In fact, you're free to call in and
tell us why we're wrong.
Vociferously disagree.
Please.
You can do that.
Please.
Tell us that we're full of it. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. The next photo I post on social media of Gretchen will be the first photo that I've posted on social media of Gretchen, I think. Now, the Mindbender Club mailer, I've put pictures of her in there every once in a while. If it's something about, I don't know, something she was doing with her mushrooms or something she was baking or something. But as far as social media, and I asked her about that one time, and she said... She goes, well, deep down inside, she goes, I wouldn't care that much if you did. She goes, I'd rather have a picture of me on there than you constantly talking about, you know, how I don't do this. Talking trash about me. she goes, if it comes down to you talking trash about me, you know, leaving my laundry laying around or putting a picture of me on social media, she'll go for the photo all day long. Yeah. You've never posted a picture of Nicole, I don't believe.
Not one. I mean, my Facebook goes back a decade or more, and I've been with my wife for almost 2 decades. Not one photo is on there.
You know what would be hilarious is if you, because our listeners wouldn't know, they don't know what our wives look like.
Right.
It would be so funny if one day we took a photo, we posted photos where you're standing there with Gretchen, and I have one where I'm standing with Nicole. And her, and the listeners just wouldn't know.
Well, in my mind, went the other direction, like photoshopping somebody totally different in, you know, with me. That's just, you know, like, you know, not what you would expect.
Oh, that's funny. All right. So back to the story. All of this being said, the story goes on to state and point out that plenty of people are actually secretly jealous of all the social media PDA. And 47% of people wish their partners would post about them more. So there's almost half of the people out there who are saying, Well, why don't they post any pictures of me?
I could see that. You know, like Nicole's actually, she's asked me before because we'll be making fun of somebody posting, you know, she's like, are you okay that I don't do this? That
don't
I
do
don't
what?
Push, you know, post gushy things about you, Jer, on my social media. I don't announce when it's our anniversary. I don't announce your birthday. And I'm like,
No, but she has posted photos of you and the kids before.
Yeah, but that's just general family stuff, and she does that because a lot of her family out of state follow her. I just looked at her Facebook. She hasn't posted since, like, the early part of December, so she doesn't post a lot. Mm-hmm. But that's mostly for family out of state to see what the kids are up to.
Mm-hmm.
But she never posts any ooey-gooey gushing, you know. She just really reserves that just to tell me to my face every night before we...
I've heard what she told you before she falls asleep in my arms. I'll tell you that.
Last thing I hear every night is, you're so amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky. That's what I hear. Although she has her bite played in, so it's like, I'm the luckiest girl in the world. You're so amazing. she's going to beat me.
See, she's going to say, I'd rather you post a photo of me
than do
talk
that.
About me.
She's like Gretchen. Yes.
So, listen, before we go to break, quickly, if there was one photo that you posted on social media today of you and your bride, which photo would it be?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know.
What if I talked you into doing it today? One photo. What about for Valentine's Day next week?
Maybe.
One photo.
Maybe.
And you and I, for the first time.
Do it.
For the first time ever. And you can't screw around and do some Photoshop
picture.
I
make zero guarantees on that.
Well, then forget it. The whole deal is off. If you can't play nice.
Maybe. I'll think about it.
Okay.
There's too many. There's creepers out there, dog. Too many creepers, man. You know.
See, okay, now here's a funny thing. I said we were going to go to break, but I have to throw in one more. That we did have that conversation too when she was talking to me about it, and I said, "There's so many, you know, like weird people that might take that photo," and she just took like one step back and did the whole thing, like indicating herself. She goes, with me looking like this today? She goes, what if it was a photo of like this?
She like in a hoodie and softy pants?
Yes. She was in her sweats and a hoodie.
That's the one we can post.
And I said, are you kidding? That will turn on even more people probably.
Those like, sweatpants fetish
like,
dudes.
You're like the part of the pandemic pinup patrol.
Oh, that's awesome. Pandemic pinups.
She's a pandemic pinup girl, I'll tell you
that's
that.
That's funny.